with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been yet another school shooting, this time at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said police received a call from the school and staff at a nearby police training center, responded from there.
So what began as a training day became an actual day.
He did not give details about the age or gender of the suspected shooter, who also wounded six others at Abundant Life Christian School, a K-12 school with about 390 students. Barnes said the suspected shooter likely died by suicide. He also said investigators didn't have a motive yet.
I don't know why, and I felt like if we did know why, we could stop these things from happening.
News conference audio courtesy of WKOW. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Thousands of people in Connecticut are getting their medical debt canceled thanks to an innovative program.
Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewit says letters arrive by mail.
It is not a scam. It's really good news, and it's an early Christmas or holiday gift to you.
Governor Ned Lamont says medical debt is something people don't necessarily have control over.
All of a sudden, you find out that the anesthesiologist is not in network or a high deductible, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that this is an emergency that you can live through.
Lamont says through a partnership with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, the state spent $100,000 in federal funding to cancel $30 million in medical debt by buying it for pennies on the dollar. I'm Julie Walker.
President-elect Trump told reporters he would consider pardoning embattled New York Mayor Eric Adams and said the country was not going to lose the polio vaccine during a freewheeling press conference Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 110 points, the Nasdaq rose 247. This is SRN News. Most Americans fear enemies within.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country. 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Paraguay has moved its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. It's a bold move, putting Paraguay among a handful of countries to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, including the United States. Most countries run their embassies out of Tel Aviv in order to placate the Palestinians who intend to make Jerusalem the capital of a Palestinian state one day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lauded the president of Paraguay. SRN News. Another record was set on Wall Street.
Stocks drifted through mixed trading on Wall Street ahead of a meeting by the Federal Reserve later this week that could help set the market's direction into next year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 110 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2% to a record. Tech stocks led the way. Broadcom helped lead the market again amid excitement about its artificial intelligence offerings. Bitcoin hit a record above $107,000 before pulling back. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market ahead of Wednesday's Fed meeting. The widespread expectation is for another cut to interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
The new year will usher in the Bitcoin-friendly administration of President-elect Trump and an expanded lobbying effort in state houses. Together, they could push states to become more crypto-friendly. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.